Good morning, Francesca Ruggan.
Good morning.
Bravo. We're going to start off this morning with a pick from the New Zealand International Film Festival you have chosen for us. This is Spookers.
We've had some customer who's got a really bad fright and crapped their pants.
When I first found the site, we found out very quickly it was the old psychiatric hospital.
I actually don't like being scared. I've never watched a horror movie ever in my life.
The beauty of working at Spookers is that you can be whoever the hell you want to be.
There's a lot that happens behind the makeup.
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
No.
But you know what? It's not my jam. And I don't think someone's going to kill me, but my life has enough anxiety and stress in it as it is, and having someone jump out of a darkness with a chainsaw is not my idea of a fun night out.
So Spookers is, of course, this popular sort of horror theme park, which is situated in the former King's Seat Psychiatric Hospital in Karaka. And director Florian Harvicht has made a really fabulous documentary about it. And at first, we kind of get to see what Spookers is all about. We meet the Watson family who run it, and we get to know some of the characters who are involved in frightening people. And I have to be honest, I was roaring with laughter. I was laughing so hard out loud at people's reactions, partly because I know that's exactly how I'd be reacting if I was in there as well. But something happens in this film. Florian has this incredible ability to get people to open up to him. And very quickly, he touches on the quite delicate issue about whether it's appropriate to have a theme park filled with all these disturbed characters and psychotic murderers actually on the grounds of what was a former psychiatric hospital. And he answers this question in a really surprising manner. So what kind of happens throughout this film is it's funny and it's entertaining, and then we get to know the characters, that these a lot of them are teenagers, these young kids who have gravitated to work at this place, who are amateur performers who are allowed to create their own characters, make their own costumes. And they go to work at this place, which is run very much like a family. And we kind of meet them at first all made up in character with their makeup on. And then slowly that makeup comes off and we get to know them and who they are.
I like that.
And what Florian's kind of does is he presents us with almost a modern day snapshot of the challenges and issues that people are facing today. It's almost like a modern day snapshot of mental health in New Zealand at the moment. And it's, as I said, both entertaining and fun, and then it sort of challenges your perceptions of what Spookers is all about.
Yeah.
And it also turns out to be a very moving and uplifting story, as these young people are very honest about who they are and their lives and things. So, I highly recommend Spookers. As you mentioned, it's screening as part of the New Zealand International Film Festival, which is kicking off in Auckland this week on the 20th of July, and then it's going to just keep rolling out around the country over the next couple of months. And we're going to talk over the next couple of months about what we're going to pick lots of fabulous films which are screening. This particular film is screening on the 22nd of July and also the 26th of July.
Nice.
And I think I'm a big fan of Florian's. I think it's always worth catching his movies. And I think on the big screen, this one will be particularly enjoyable.
Awesome. It sounds really, really good. Any other New Zealand films from the festival you want to mention
look,
now?
There's actually a really great collection in the Aotearoa section of the program. The thing with the festival is it's such an exciting lineup.
Yeah.
But anyone who's picked up the program, it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Which is why we're going to spread out.
That's very wise.
But there are the Aotearoa section is really impressive. There's two films from Toa Fraser, a documentary and a drama, which I think will be both stunning. And also, I'm really excited to see so many female filmmakers represented in this section as well. There is Annie Goldson's Kim.com, Caught in the Web, and Jackie Van Beck has a debut feature as well. She's Pauline from Funny Girls, she's also a very talented screenwriter and director, so I'm really looking forward to seeing her debut.
Yeah.
So lots of great movies, and we'll talk about them over the next couple of months.
Months and years. Great.
Yeah.
You've also been to see, in a slightly different vein, War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, I have. Now, this is the final film in the trilogy that began in 2000. 2011. So we've had Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and that was followed by Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and we're pretty much, we're into the conclusion now. The premise is one that I'm sure that most people are familiar with. It's, you know, humans and intelligent apes are basically fighting for control of the Earth. And in this final film, Caesar and his apes are sort of forced into a deadly conflict with an army of humans who are led by a sort of a maniacal colonel played by Woody Harrelson. This film is told from the apes' point of view. It's told from Caesar's point of view. And never before have we kind of understood the apes so much. I mean, you find yourself hoping that humanity's wiped out, which is kind of, you know, it's quite kind unusual. Andy Serkis plays Caesar, and it's all the apes are done by motion capture. You know, when they put the dots on them and they acted all that. It is incredible. I have to be honest, I actually probably spent half the film just looking very closely at the apes and, you know, how they've done it. It is so good. You know, like once upon a time, sometimes they look like, you know, people dressed up in your kids' really bad onesies that needed to be thrown out. And it is incredible. The effects are incredible. So I got a little bit sort of distracted by that. This is quite dark, this film. Oh. It's quite dark. It's quite pessimistic. It's quite moving. It's solemn. I think it's a really great ending. It's quite thought-provoking. It's got a lot more meaning than I thought it possibly would. So actually, I think they've wrapped this up really nicely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your verdict for
War of Planet of the Apes? I've given 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, those films again are Spookers. It's the documentary about the haunted experience in Caracas. And that second film was War for the Planet of the Apes. We'll put Francesca's reviews up on newstalkzb.co.nz and on the Herald website, nzherald.co.nz, and catch you very soon.
Will do.
Thank you.